We're here with Russell Allen from Symphony X. Russell, talk about what the band is doing right now. What does Symphony X have going on? What are your current plans? And just talk about what the band's up to now.
Well, the band is on a little bit of a break. We've been touring for the better part of 2011 here. So we decided we'd take just a little bit of a summer and head out again in the fall in Europe. So that's what we've got planned. So right now we're just kind of kicking back and relaxing. The band is anyway, and it will be out in the fall.
Now, I released a new album entitled Iconoclast out on Nuclear Blast Records, and of course, there's double CD and a single CD version. I recommend, of course, the double CD version. But anyway, Russell, my next question for you is this. Talk about what this album is all about. Talk about what went into it. And talk about your entire mindset on the making of the new album, Iconoclast.
Well, the initial idea was to have something work with these mechanical and industrial type of sounds that Romeo had been playing around with. So we just built up a theme around that based on the technology over, you know, our human civilization and talking about, you know, the whole sort of Terminator scenario and bringing in, which would be like the military, you know, losing control of their weapon systems to machines and all this otherness, the craziness. And we were bringing in things like the social media and how that's, you know, really taking over people's social lives and things like this. So we just kind of wove it into a theme that we could have as a base for lyrics and stuff and started going. That's pretty much what we did. We've always kind of done it that way. We get a topic, we get an idea, or the past few records we've had like sort of a, you could say concept, I guess, but they have a theme, you know, to them. This is more of a theme, I think, than a concept. Well, the last one was really a concept based on Paradise, Milton's poem. This one's more of a sort of a loose collection of commentary on the state of affairs today and in the future. That's the big difference between this record and the last ones that we've done. We've always done, historically, the band has always done more ancient literature or sort of high literature themes from the past. This is the first time we've really done something current, in terms of theme. And the sound, of course, is very heavy. The production, we wanted to just take the next step from the last record, and that's pretty much it. That's what we did.
Now, with the last two or three records, Russell, you guys have gone from more of a progressive, melodic, I guess a lighter prog type band, to writing much heavier music. And each album, especially if you start with The Odyssey, then Paradise Lost, and of course the new one, Iconoclast, has gone in a much heavier direction. And, you know, why have you decided to go in this direction as a band?
It just seemed like a natural progression. We've always had a heavy sound, you know, into the heavier side of the band, but we never get rid of the keyboards. We just reinvent how they are used in the band. So, you know, there's a lot of texturing on this album, things that he does on the keyboards that are maybe not as obvious at first listen, but they're everywhere. As a matter of fact, there's so much on this album, it's almost, I don't know what he's going to do to play half of it. But the stray away really is not that the keyboards are not there, it's just that the sound of the guitars and the band itself is so much bigger and more produced, and it's very heavy sounding. So that's really that was a conscious change that we've made over the years as we got better at doing what we do, which is making records. And the band always wanted to sound bombastic and big and have this epic sound to it. So the heavier material just came out of being into more of the classic metal stuff. You know, just getting back into stuff like Slayer and heavier bands from when we were younger, bringing some of that sound into the group. We've progressed a little bit deeper into the heavier sounds on this album than ever, And it's just, you know, it's just, it's an experimentation in progress. I mean, we keep on going there, and we seem to be doing well with it. And I certainly am enjoying it. It's fun for me. I love the soft stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. We do have a great ballad on the album. If you want to call it that, it's one of these long progressive numbers that has some lighter singing in it, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Paradise Lost, we had a really nice ballad on there. We also had, we've always had something like that on the record, so we've had some sort of balance with a song or two, just like any other band would have, like a ballad or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the heavier stuff does have a lot more bite to it. It's a lot more aggressive, and we just kind of just drifted in that direction. We didn't really say we were going to do, you know, get heavier, you know, over time. It wasn't part of a plan or anything. It just sort of happened, you know.
Well, I mean, I love your early work, Russell, but, you know, I think these last couple of records are my favorite Symphony X albums, and not just from them being heavier, but I think the songwriting's a bit better, and the maturity in the songwriting's a bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's always our goal, is to get better production, better songwriting, and be able to translate those heavier ideas and have them have power and impact. And we've learned a lot. You know, we've been doing this a long time, so we're really comfortable in our skin, and we like doing what we're doing now. We've worked up to this point. A lot of bands, they kind of get real big, or they do something around the beginning of their careers and stuff, and then they kind of peter out. But we've done the exact opposite. We've gotten better and more popular with each record. You know, even, you know, now into our career, you know, with the most, you know, ever. So I mean, we just keep growing. We're a slow growing, you know, flower. So. Luckily for us, we keep growing and keep learning and keep getting better at what we're doing. And it's that drive. You know, we just have that drive to make better records and write better songs. And that's really what it is. It's really no secret. We just always want to try and get better at what we do. You know?
And speaking of that drive, Russell, you guys started out during an era, playing this type of music during an era where heavy metal really was not cool. And, you know, the Damnation game coming out when it did, I mean, you know, grunge was in full force by then. And, you know, how difficult of a time for that was that for you guys as a band? You know, how difficult was it for a band like Symphony X to really get anywhere in a music scene?
It was a challenge, to say the least. We were not very well received here. We didn't have a chance to be heard anywhere. There was just nowhere to play. No one would want to touch us. And we had no record sales here or anything until 2000. So it was hard in the beginning. I remember, you know, I mean, one day I'd be signing 1,000 autographs, you know, and have all these kids going crazy in some, you know, foreign country and flying home. And the next day I'm, you know, standing in ShopRite trying to get the guy at the deli to give me some freaking turkey so I could make a sandwich. You know, you go from like everybody like into you to like you're just nothing, and you know, back to normal. It was a very humbling experience, and I think it was good in a way, you know, because it kept us all grounded. You know, I had to go back to my job back then. I was working a job, and so everybody else was too, except for Romeo. I don't think he ever really had one. He was always doing this and stuff. So the rest of us, we had to, you know, go back to our normal lives, quote unquote. And the whole touring thing, we had like this thing called the PTD, you know, post tour depression. So we'd come off the runs over in Europe or in you know, Japan. We went to our very first time and got a huge response there, and Europe started to grow. But it was tough, man. It was really tough psychologically to want to keep going in this because, as you said, it wasn't really popular. But the thing was, I mean, you know, we just would win people over, even if we were in front of an audience somewhere that didn't know anything about us. At the core, I'm a metal rock singer, you know, and Mike's a metal guitarist, and we've got a lot of edginess to the stuff, but it's a hard listen if you're not into this music. We were always able to pick certain songs, you showcasing the band, like a Sea of Lies or Sins and Shadows, or you know, songs like that. We knew were just powerful live songs, and we were always able to play those songs and get people into it. But it wasn't really until Gigantor, you know, in 2005 here, that we really made an impact, you know. And like you said, metal was starting to make its comeback then. So it was tough, but we muscled through it, and we just kept our drive and our ambition to make this thing succeed, and for us independently to succeed in music. You know, we all had the same goal. So, you know,
some of the things that has interested me, Russell. Now, I really love your work, and you've done some. You have probably one of the best voices in metal, and you've worked with some really great musicians. You've done the Alan Land project, but the one project, and one of my favorite musicians of all time actually is Ian Lucassen, who does all of the Arion stuff and Star One. And you have worked with him extensively. You did a track on Flight of the Migrator back in 2000, but you've done both of these Star One albums, which I think are outstanding, and of course, then you did the live DVD. And Russell, what is it like to work with Ian Lucassen? What type of guy is he, and how have you liked working with him on these projects so far?
Ian is a super talented artist. He's a close friend. He's one of my favorite people to work with. Him and me share a lot of the same musical tastes. We love a lot of the same bands, and that was from day one. It's been like that. And working with him is like, how can I say this? And working with him and making those songs is it's kind of like just getting together with some buddies and cracking a beer or two and having a few laughs. It's real easy, man, you know. It's really easy working with him. The music is great. He has a good idea of what he wants to do, but he's, you know, when I went into the last Star One album, I flew over this, but I sang the whole, pretty much 8 tunes almost in like a day. Those 8 tunes I was on. The first day I was jet lagged, you know, and we went for some stuff, and it was okay. And then I went back the next day, and he's like, oh, you know, you're a little tired yesterday from the flight. I'm like, yeah, you know, and I said, well, you know, don't push it, you know, we'll do what we gotta do. And then I just banged out all 8 of them that day because we got on a roll and we were just having a blast. Really easy to work with. You know, he knows that I'm gonna come up with something, if need be, that's gonna work. He lets me be an artist and work with the material and do my thing. And it's a pleasure. The guy's just a phenomenally gifted writer, producer. And I love all the old analog keyboards he uses and all that rich sound that he gets out of the old gear. And it's his studio's cool, too, because he's got it all set up. You know, he's got the old Moog. He's got the old, all the old, the Hammond with the Leslie and the whole nine, you know. And just really cool to see all that old stuff in mint condition, working out really good. And I love working with him. He's a good dude, and he's always gracious. A lot of fun to be around, and we just make the songs out of pure love and for the tune, and just hang out and having a good time. That's really what it is. It's a totally different experience from that. So working with Symphony X, you know.
Now, I thought the live DVD sounded really good, and you guys put on a killer performance on that DVD. And Russell, talk about what was it like. Talk about rehearsing for that. What was it like to rehearse for a production as big as that with three other singers in the band with you?
Well, it was a big to do because there were so many vocalists. We had a stage manager that was, you know, with the whole headset thing. It was kind of like a Broadway show in a way, you know, like in terms of how the entrances and exits that were scripted for the singer to come on and off stage. So we rehearsed, actually, the band rehearsed in a rehearsal room, and we were on in-ears in another rehearsal space on the wireless microphones. So all the singers were in one room, and the band was blasted in another room. And we were getting the mixes through the in-ears. We all had to use in-ears. That was the first time I used them. It was the last time I used them. I liked them. I liked it, but the experience was interesting because of the separation between the band and the singers. in rehearsal. That was strange. But we all got to know each other, the singers and everything, and we kind of, you know, bonded there and started to work with each other there. But the band, it was weird for me because I'm used to being in the room with the band, you know, and feeling the power of the band. And so, I mean, you know, it was interesting, and I did have a good night, obviously. I didn't do any dubs or edits on that show, you know, so that's all just my performance from the beginning. So I had a really good performance with those guys, so I guess in the end it all worked out. But it was a weird sort of, you know, alien experience in the beginning, to say the least.
Now, looking back at Symphony X discography, and looking back at your career, Russell, and if you look back into the past, check out some of your older albums and, you know, compare them to the new ones, which albums for you as a musician basically have the most meaning to you?
Well, definitely the Odyssey would be up there for the accomplishment of the title track. I think it's one of the most loved songs the band has. They just chant for it every night, everywhere. I think that probably Paradise Lost would be the next one for me, only because I felt following up that album with such a strong record after being gone for so many years helped revitalize the band's career and keep us current and keep us viable and you know and I feel like that album was a huge accomplishment writing and recording both, in terms of engineering and producing, and just, you know, the whole package with that album. The current record has yet to be seen. I think it's a great record. It's probably one of the most powerful and intense records we've ever put out. Songwriting is top notch, and we've gotten a lot of positive reactions from it. So. But I would say those two albums are really big deal in terms of the way the band's career has gone in the past 10 years. Early on, the Divine Wings of Tragedy was probably our breakout record that really helped launch us overseas and get us going there. Without that record, we wouldn't be here. So that was a big one. So I'd say, you know, in that order, those three.
Well, to any of the fans out there listening to this interview right now live, or when they listen to it on the website, I really recommend you get the 2-disc version. And Russell, I think the 2-disc version is the best one because you got 2 or 3 extra songs on there that, man, are just outstanding, and the record isn't the same without them. And, you know, I think those tracks are good. I think, you know, if I'm a fan, I'm getting a 2-disc version, a special edition of your new album.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, we wanted to put out a double album. That was the plan. The label kind of, they were into it, but felt we needed a jewel case version as well. So, you know, whatever. In this day and age, it's tough to sell records, you know. So whatever they feel they need to do. But we had so much material, we didn't want to do bonus tracks. You know what I mean? So it's like, let's just try and put the whole thing out. And I think it's been a great move. We did really well with it. People like yourself have been keep on raving about it. And so I think the new record over time might be the iconic record of the band. No pun intended, but I see it being possible. I mean, the album definitely is strong enough, but only time will tell. Really. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's kind of an off-the-wall question, Russell, and I know this probably hasn't come up very often, but do you plan on putting out another solo album?
Actually, I'm working on it right now. I've been working on it for 4 years. on and off, so I tracked all the music, I did all that, I did some singing, but I really need to go back and do the singing for real. I did a couple tunes, but I just haven't had the time, man. Now I'm home, so I'm going to try on this break to the month of July to finish it. And I guess it'll be out sometime, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, maybe end of the year, 2012, or middle of the year.
Better get it out before the world ends.
yeah, I'm working on it. That'll be the sad you know, Joe can take it the record out. Yeah.
So as a musician, you know, the typical question that always gets asked is, you know, oh, well, what are your favorite influences? Who influenced you? Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, what are you listening to right now? I mean, if I were to open up your iPod and jump in your car and start listening, what kind of bands would I find in your iPod, and what kind of bands would you be listening to?
This summer, so I'm always listening to Van Halen in the summer. But I'm more into like rock and heavy metal. I do like some of the newer stuff, and Protest the Hero is a band that I've been listening to a lot. Meshuggah, you know, always a favorite. So kind of those two are the current ones. And then obviously a lot of older stuff, Zeppelin, Metallica. What did I have on the other day, Chris? I think it was, I'm into this band, Hailstorm. You ever heard of them?
Hailstorm or Hailstorm?
Hailstorm. It's a rock band with, Lizzie Hale singing.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, gotta have one of the best rock, female rock voices I've heard since, like, Ann Wilson. I mean, hands down, this chick's like, incredible, you know?
Well, I'm going to end it off here, and do you have any last words to say to the listeners that are going to be listening to this interview?
To the listeners, I want to say thank you so much for supporting Symphony X, and we hope you guys love the record as much as we love making it, and we will see all you crazy metalheads out on the road.